Hi, and for the next couple of days, we have reports on the perils and pleasures of taking a name in a different language. The two languages in question are English and Chinese. In a few minutes, you'll hear Marco Werman and me talking about tomorrow's story, My Quest for a Chinese Name. Before that, we have a report from Shanghai. It's about the spike in English names that young Chinese people are adopting. It's a side effect of a bunch of really big trends: immigration, globalized business, globalized culture, the rise of English language proficiency in China. And what it's resulted in are these fantastic individual choices that people have made. Ruth Morris went in search of some of the most memorable English names in China today.
Any foreigner in China has their own list of odd English names they've come across. There's Dell, who fixes computers. Tomorrow, a job applicant. There's also Cabbage, Box, Dream Jazz, Nothing, Eat, and Fancy Go-Go. Names say a lot about us when we get to choose them ourselves.
My Chinese name is Shi Zhi. My English name is Yes.
Yes is an actor. I asked him how he chose that name, and he said, one day,
I went to my American friend's party, and he asked me, oh, what's your name? I say, Shi Zhi. And he say, Shi Zhi? And I say, yeah, something like that.
The Chinese word shi means is. It's also used to mean yes. As a family name, it's pretty uncommon in China. So at the party, Shi told his American friend,
the shi is like yes. Oh, so I just call you Yes.
He's been Yes ever since. Young Chinese people often adopt English language names to help out their foreign friends who struggle with the tones in Mandarin. It's like offering safe passage across a linguistic minefield. But that's not to say that all Chinese people embrace their English names.
I would never use my English name. I don't like it.
This is Gao Jian, who also went by James until 10 years ago. He teaches in the English department of Shanghai International Studies University. He says Chinese students started using English names in the 1990s when China was opening its doors to the world. People were really proud of their English proficiency.
We assumed that if we had a very good education in English, that it will secure a very highly paid job in the future.
But Gao thinks it's gone a little too far.
Sometimes we had a chat on some students. My colleague would say, oh, Rose told me, or Jack told me. I said, who's Rose, who's Jack? I don't know their English name. I hate that, frankly.
The names people are choosing are changing, too. Gao says more and more of his students are adopting names that sound like they're given names or have a similar meaning, like Shi becomes Yes, or Lina might become Lina. Gao chalks this up to a deepening sense of national identity that takes pride in China's linguistic heritage. Still, there are plenty of people who draw on pop culture to name themselves.
In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep.
My English name is Cinderella, and my Chinese name is Liu Shuwen.
Cinderella is a marketing executive at a car company. The rags-to-riches motif seems especially fitting in a country that's just come through a 30-year economic growing spurt. But for this Cinderella, it's more about character.
I think Cinderella, she has a very strong heart, even in the very high pressure from her evil mother or her sisters. I think I can be like her, have a strong heart inside.
Are you looking for a prince?
Yes, I'm looking for a prince, but maybe not very rich, but it's my prince.
She's by no means the only Cinderella in China. There are some pretty normal names going around, too. Meet Yong Wei. He's a microbiologist. His English name is Tom.
I picked it back when I was in the middle school, and that's one of the few English characters I know from a cartoon, Tom and Jerry.
Okay, almost normal. Tom, of course, is the cat in the MGM animated series. I actually thought that was pretty original. Then I met...
My name's Jerry. Tom and Jerry, the Jerry. For one thing, you know, I have small eyes. It makes me like the Jerry in the cartoon. And for the other, you know, Jerry is always the naughty one, but always, you know, who wins the battle every time.
Jerry studied English and American literature at college. He had a classmate who went down a completely different road. He named himself Nixon. President Richard Nixon might conjure memories of Watergate in the United States, but in China, he's remembered for helping to normalize relations between China and the U.S.
My teachers, you know, back in college, they always wanted us to be the bridges between China and the Western countries. So he's a guy with a lot of ambition and passion for the cross-cultural communication.
Jerry says he's noticed a new trend. He's coming across more Westerners who are making a big effort to learn Chinese. A Dutch colleague recently made a point of learning and remembering Jerry's Chinese name.
When they really asked me about my Chinese name, I was kind of surprised. On my second thought, you know, it's a very cool thing, and it's equal.
Initially, Jerry adopted an English name because he wanted to look outwards and help build a bridge to the West. But now, he says, more and more Westerners are coming to China and meeting him halfway. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.
And The World's language editor, Patrick Cox, joins me now. So you're working on a related story for tomorrow's show, right, Patrick?
Yeah, that's right. I am getting myself a Chinese name. In fact, I'm getting three Chinese names.
Why? One isn't good enough? Why you get three?
Well, you don't always get a name that you like or that you can use. Listen to this. This is writer Deborah Fallows. She told me about when she and her husband, James Fallows, they went to live in China a few years ago. They got themselves Chinese names. And typically, you get a name that in one way or another reflects something about who you are. So here's Deborah Fallows.
My husband is a small plane pilot. You know, I think he thinks of himself as a flyboy or something. It's very dashing. So they came up with a name that is Fei Jie, which means to fly or plane. And the Jie means something like very handsome and dashing. The whole thing kind of comes up to be flyboy. And whenever he uses his Chinese name, people just kind of cluck, cluck and say, oh, great name, you know, great name. I had a much bigger problem myself because my name, Deborah, Deb, Debbie, any version of that just didn't work very well in Chinese. And the closest they could come up with was Jebby, which sounds kind of like Debbie, but what it means in Chinese is to borrow a pen. So I just felt ridiculous. You know, what's your name? My name is to borrow a pen. And I, you know, I cast it aside. I never got name cards. I just failed in that part of the mission.
Boy, that sucks. Borrowed pen. Writer Deborah Fallows there. So, Patrick, the question for you is, do you get a dashing flyboy or a borrowed pen or maybe just a complete dog's dinner, a borrowed flyboy?
Tune in tomorrow.
Oh, no. The World's Patrick Cox, our language editor. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.